The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this is the 28th day of June. Well, summer's moving by pretty fast, 2022. And we have a lot to get to tonight. So, again, we have Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And we out yonder, we have Pastor Joe Larson.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Glad to be with you.
All righty. Joe, we have a lot to cover again tonight. We are the voice of the Christian resistance out there. And boy, I've been watching the Liars Club, Joe. The Liars Club, better known as the Select Committee on January 6th hearing. Yep. Wow. These, you know, if people understood, really knew. You know, this thing is actually being produced by a television producer. He's producing, okay. This is a movie. It's not real. It's this fictional. And these people are lying, and they caught this Cassidy Hutchinson. She lied about President Trump. You know what he was doing? See, he was in the back of his limousine, and Joe, and he decided he wanted to go over there to the Congress, and they said no. So he reached his hands all the way up, probably about 8-10 feet. He reached those long arms up, and he grabbed hold of that steering wheel. And then what happened, the Secret Service said, you can't do that. And they got into a fight with Trump, and it took two of them to subdue Trump after he reached all the way up with those long 12-foot long arms, okay? But here's the funny thing about it. Trump and the two Secret Service men don't remember anything like that happened at all.
No.
And so only Cassidy Hutchinson knew all about that.
It was the main Secret Service man and the driver. The one gentleman knew Trump. He was the main security agent for Trump. I mean, he knew Trump better than anybody. He was there, and the driver. And they both say he did not lunge at the wheel, did not assault them in an attempt to go to the Capitol. And they said they are willing to testify.
Yeah, they won't testify there, though. They won't hear that there. If they get up there, they will be told, you know, you're going to, here's what you're going to say, or bad things going to happen to you. You know, I mean, I know they're Secret Service agents. Remember, you've got a family out there. Or, you know, this or that. They'll find that so-called select committee is so crooked. They're so crooked. And I'll, Joe, if you were to be able to lock them down and put them all on trial and try to find witnesses that any of them there had ever told the truth about anything, it would be very hard. Very hard. And so, but we got to get into our to the truth. We have one perfect source of truth. But by God's grace, in this day and age where lying seems to be the public pastime out there, we've got God's word, which is pure truth. And that's what it says. It says it's the pure truth.
Truth.
And so let's start tonight. And remember, the title of the message was The Seed of the Serpent.
Don't.
Yep.
Go ahead. The
Seed of the Serpent, Enemies of Christ and His Church. And that's what these people are. That's what these Deathocrats are. They're the seeds of the serpent. This, how do you know? Well, God's word in the Bible, by the fruits they bear, they're convicted.
How you judge by the fruit, good or evil, right?
Right. And they are found blood guilty. I mean, really blood guilty. They hate life. God said, I have set before you life and death, so blessing and cursing, choose life. They choose death. So let's start in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Read verses 1 all the way through 8.
1 through 8. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. It is so, that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong, and defraud, and that your brethren.
All right, so the inhabitants of Corinth were Greeks, Joe. And what was it that they prided themselves in?
The Greek and their philosophy and their rhetoric and their many gods. They had a couple of things, but their intellect is probably...
So they would gather at a pavilion. They would, one would get up and they would wax eloquently. They would, they would get out and they'd give these long speeches trying to impress each other. This was their pastime. And so here now Paul comes in, and he kind of insults them a little bit here. So he says, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Now, Joe, does that apply for today?
It sure does. It still applies today. God's word doesn't change, does it?
No, it doesn't. Now, we have the ecclesiastical council. When we need it, we use it, okay?
Right.
And
well,
we have that.
People, I don't think out there really have any idea what you're talking about, Pastor.
Well,
I've asked questions, and they look at me with doe in the headlight eyes. Ecclesiastical what?
That's the ecclesiastical council. And what it is, it's we use biblical law. And here, we also use church polity. Now, what we do, if the people that have a matter, let's say I have two brothers come to me, and one has accused the other of stealing from them, or whatever. And so we sat down, and I discussed this with them, and I tell them, if you take this before the heathen courts, guess who's going to profit? The heathen courts. Now, here, if you want to go before the council, now they go before the council, they sign a petition, they petition each one to come before the council, and the council hears the matters, and then they agree that to abide by the decision of the council.
Right.
And so the decision is made strictly not upon man's wisdom or knowledge, but by the word of God, strictly on God's word. And you know what? we've in all of the time that we've done that, we've only had one person that after they had agreed, decided, and it was a woman, that she changed her mind, and she was never saved to begin with, especially when it comes to matters of marriage. And
right, she didn't get the answer she wanted, and she was going to just keep going until she got the answer she wanted.
Yeah, and so here, well, a lot of times what they're involved in, you know, the Bible says, make sure you're what? Your sin will find you out. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is a lot of times people are involved in, you know, extramarital affairs and infidelity. And so they want to, and some of them, I mean, just unbelievable, what you'll hear from people is, I know what the Bible teaches, but...
But
I can't put up with this anymore. In other words, instead of saying, look, let's go, God's Word, the Bible has the answers to these marriage problems, okay? What is the second shortest verse in all Scripture?
Oh, Jesus saves.
No, the first shortest is Jesus wept. Jesus wept.
Okay. Jesus
the second wept. Shortest is God hates divorce. God hates divorce. And so here, that's, you know, one has two words, the other has three words. And so here, and that's what God would rather, okay, the marriage not be divorced. He would rather have recompense made and the marriage is saved. But that's not always, you're not always able to do that. Sometimes there's irreconcilable differences. And then in that case, now you see, if they get married in the church without a state license, they can only get divorced in the church without a state license.
Right. They can't go to they can't go down to the justice of the peace and get a divorce when it's a real godly wedding.
Right. Yeah, and so we've had that. In fact, we had one of those cases already where they were married in the church, and they were given a certificate, and the certificate of marriage was recognized by Jesus Christ in his church. Who gave us the institution of marriage?
God did.
God did. So that's legitimate. Only the marriages given in the church are really, according to the Bible, legitimate, okay? And so... Not by the state. The state really doesn't. The state has given itself authority that they didn't have the authority to give themselves, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, so here now...
That they would rule in place of God and, you know, get a licensed minister, the license with the state, blah, 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 right?
Yeah. And so here he says...
It keeps on going. They keep taking and never, you know, realizing what the way God put things out there for them.
So he says, do you not know that saints shall judge the world? And if the world should be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? And so now, what do we always hear from the opposition out there? There's a soundbite.
Judge ye not unless ye be judged yourself.
Yeah, so, and of course, they always tell you that when they're trying to justify their sin, huh?
Right.
And so here, if they were to keep on reading, they would find out that the Lord Jesus says, but when you do judge, judge with righteous judgment. So he's not telling them not to judge. He's telling them that if you're going to judge, don't hold others up to a higher standard than yourself.
Right.
And so here he goes on. And he says, know you not that you shall judge angels? How do you think Satan felt about that?
Not real happy. That's why he'd like to get rid of as many of us as he can. Fewer believers, the fewer there are to judge him.
So, I mean, if you were Satan, you had an intellect that's far, far beyond. Our intellect compared to his would be, you know, maybe that of a puppy dog, you know, compared to a genius. So Satan's intellect was far beyond ours. His beauty was far beyond ours. His power and authority was far beyond ours. And so he looks at us and he hears God say, you're going to be judged by these people that were made in my image. Now, Satan considered himself equal with God. So wouldn't that make him far superior in his mind to us?
Definitely so.
So he wasn't going to have any part of that, was he?
None. No part of it.
He says, so here he goes, how much more things that pertain to this life, if you then have judgments of things pertaining to this life. Now, this is a misunderstood passage right here. People misunderstand this. Set them to judge who are at least esteemed in the church. What do you think he meant by that?
You don't pick out the popular, the richest, the wealthiest. You pick out the true believers that are the faithful.
Well, there's the application there, but he's referring to the babes, the babes in Christ, the new people just recently saved.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what he's returning. So he said, so he's telling you that a new, brand new, born-again Christian is better qualified to judge righteously than a heathen judge that's been on the bench for 30 years.
Hmm.
And so he goes on, and he says this, if you then have judgments of things pertaining to this life, then set them to judge who are least esteemed, the church, I speak to your shame. Here you go. This is where he gets the Greek, right? It is so that there is not a wise man among you, not one, shall be able to judge between his brothers. But brother go to law with his brother and before the unbelievers. Now, Joe, according to this, to God's word of the Bible, what I have right here, according to this word of God, okay, is what this so-called judicial system we have today, is there any legitimacy at all with this judicial system that we have today?
Not today. They took long ago when people put their hand on the Bible and swore, you know, with an oath on their soul. We had some hope of a system, but they've thrown God out of the court, so it's nothing but man's word anymore.
And so back in the old days, when the judge would come out, he would have a white cloth, and he would have the Bible opened, and he would bring the Bible and hold that in front of him. That's the law.
Right.
But they've changed that. We're living in a society today that's totally illegitimate, not just in the judicial, the government, but within the marketplace. They are illegitimate, and we'll look at that later on. Now, he says here, but brother go to law with brothers and before unbelievers. So when you take a brother into the heathen court, who wins?
The heathen court.
Yeah, every time.
You may win a monetary victory, but in the end, everybody loses except the state. The state gets more control over your life and power over others, and it's ungodly power.
All right, I'm not going to mention names, but you know, there was a certain doctor who had died, and he had left everything to the church, to our church, with me as the the power of attorney or whatever.
Attorney,
and
yeah.
So, yeah. So here, I had all these things. In other words, he had debts that had to be paid, bills, but on the other hand, he had a lot of things,
assets.
You know, assets and that. But it was, and I mean a lot, because he was a collector. And all of a sudden, I had all of this on me, and I had to do this. And so I went to a friend of mine, a good friend, who is a judge of a probate court.
Hmm.
And so what happened was I went to the bank to pay off his debt, his credit cards and that he had at the bank. I went there to pay that off. And the bank says, well, we can't take it from you. It's got to come through the probate court. So I went to this judge, because it was, and he says, do not bring it into this court. Keep it out of this court. If you bring it in this court, the lawyers are going to get the money.
Sure, they'll take and, most of it.
Yeah, and he said, and so I went back to the bank. And I said, look, I'm here to pay off the debt. And if you don't take this, fine, I'll keep it. So you're either going to take it from me right here now, or you're not going to get it. And they said, all right, we'll take it, you know.
Called their bluff.
Well, no, I was serious. I wasn't going to put up with no more of that foolishness, okay? And, well,
they're bluffing, you know, we can't take it because it has to go through the court. They could take it. You were the administrator of the estate, and if you had the money to pay the debt, they can legally take it. There's no conflict there. That's
so,
being called their bluff. They were giving you a runaround.
Well, that's the way they do it, and it, because they work with the lawyers in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a piece of the action, okay?
Right.
And so here we go now. He says now, here, why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brother. So here he's saying, you're better off, we're better off to take the loss than to drag each other inside the heathen courts.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You're better off just to suffer what you've had for loss and forgive and go on than to go through all this.
Absolutely. Now, this Apostle Paul, did he usually know what he was talking about?
He was one of the brighter bulbs, yes. He knew what he was talking about.
All righty. Didn't I tell you we weren't going to get through a whole lot of this tonight?
You did.
But I thought we'd get farther than we got. Well, we're up against a break, so let's just go to the break, and we'll be right back after this.
In God we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed with inalienable rights of life and precious liberty, the pursuit of happiness. On these we now take aim and set our sights. Like sleeping watchmen on the wall, we have failed to heed the signs of usurping foreign powers within our land, letting fraud, deceit, and usury be the curse of these hard times. Now won't you heed this wake-up call and lend a hand and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the second American Revolution today. In the spirit of our ancestors who refused to live in chains, we now must cast our eyes on liberty's light. For the blood spilled by our forefathers still flows within our veins, and we shall not live as slaves without a fight. Like soldiers we must stand and face this enemy within, and do what we must do to seize the time. For in order to defend and exercise our liberties, we now must place our liberty on the line and be a part of solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the second American Revolution today. Be a part of the solution and restore. Claiming our name.
those traitors right out of our system.
The Second American Revolution today.
And I say, hey, hey, to that, what do you think? Hey,
I'll go along with you.
You know what I saw yesterday? There's this young lady, and she's a real pretty one, too. Her name is Carrie Lake, and she's running for governor in Arizona, and I think she's going to get it. And so here, she took on Bret Baier. Now, Bret Baier is a rabid, he is a rabid anti-Trumper. And here, and you know, and she really put him to shame, you know, because he tries to come across and look, you know, fair and balanced. He's not fair and balanced. And let me tell you, his face turned red, and I watched him grimace as he knew he got caught, because he's been one of those in the leaders that tried to convince us that there was no election fraud. And that's
an anti-Trumper, and he, like you said, he's really a rhino in disguise.
He's a weasel.
Yeah.
He's a weasel. Anyhow, so hats off to Carrie Lake. She gave him what he needed. I'll tell you, praise the good Lord for that. Anyhow, we have a whole lot of things happening, and major corporations, Joe, major corporations cover travel costs for employees seeking babies. That Janet Yellen says, look, abortion's good for the economy. If you're pregnant, kill it and go back to work. This is evil. These people are evil, these corporations. And by the way, folks, we're going to try to get a list. We're going to try to get a list of all those and get them in our newsletter. Joe, if you could work on that for me, and I'm going to put some other people on it too. But one, Dick's Sporting Goods. In other words, they'll pay $4,000. They won't pay $4,000 to save a baby, but they'll pay $4,000 to kill one. Dick's Sporting Goods. In fact, Joe, we need to pray in a precatory prayer tonight. And I really would hope that the people out there, would join us in praying in a precatory prayer against Dick's Sporting Goods and Apple and Starbucks. And I'm going to give you a list of a few of them. I'm not going to go through the whole list because a lot of these I've never even heard of. But just quickly, these are the ones, and maybe you might want to write them down. And that again is Starbucks, Dick's Sporting Goods, Apple, Alaska Airlines, Amalgamated Bank, Amazon, Airbnb, Bloomberg. Yeah, especially Bloomberg. We've had our run-ins with him, haven't we?
We have.
Bumble. I've never heard of Bumble.
There's a bunch of that new stuff that, unless you're into technology, we don't have. And not Amazon the company, but Amazon the employees. They came out, wrote a big letter. They want Amazon to quit doing business in any state that accepts the overturn of Roe v. Wade and stop doing business. And they want to stop doing business in any states that ban abortion. And I thought, well, that's great. If they don't want to do that, want to lose half of America, the company likely will not last long. But I thought that was interesting. The company, the employees are trying to tell the administrators how to run the company.
Well, you remember Facebook. It looks like they may be going into bankruptcy. They got found out, you know. So, and, you know, their discrimination against so many people, they've done it to themselves. Okay. Also, you've got Citigroup, Disney, GoDaddy, Goldman Sachs, Gucci, Hewlett Packard, Kroger, Levi Strauss, Meta, Microsoft, Southwest Airlines, Tesla. Now, is it Tesla? Isn't that owned by, what's his name?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you know, that really surprises me because he's going the other direction. I'm wondering if this... I've never heard of TikTok. Yelp, Uber, and United Airlines. This is just a few. Now, here, folks, you say, well, what if I, you know, I can't, you know, my dad works at Kroger, or, you know, my sister works at Levi Strauss, and well, here's the thing, folks, there, you can, if you will go against and boycott any of the ones, as many as you can. I don't care who you are, probably 90% of what's on these lists we can send, you can boycott without offending any of your family or hurting any of the finances. Because I know there are people that say, Pastor, I work there. What am I going to do? I need my job, right? Or, and so on and so forth. But even with that, you can boycott all the rest on the list. So we'll try to get a list together, Joe, if you would. And so we can mail it out, and we'll just do it. Now, I can tell you right now, I would boycott United Airlines, Uber, just about everything I've read on this list, I will boycott. Especially,
you can. There's other people make blue jeans besides Levi Strauss, so you can find a good pair of jeans somebody else makes. So yeah.
And I doubt you and I will.
People should be keeping their children off of TikTok anyway. They shouldn't be going on that organization at all.
Absolutely, and I doubt that you and I will ever purchase anything from Gucci, huh?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't wear some homo sodomite's name on my clothing.
Well, it's going to be easy not to go to Dick's Sporting Goods, yeah. Folks, and Starbucks. I would never go to Starbucks. That's a known hangout for sodomites, isn't it?
That's what it sounds like. They had coffee cups praising them and glorifying, so yeah, I would say.
I
haven't gone there for a long time since they were doing that, promoting that and knocking Christians. So a good Christian wouldn't go to Starbucks. I don't care what the coffee tastes like.
I want to go hats off to Justice Clarence Thomas. I would say he is the best.
He's a
by
brave
far,
man.
Yeah, he is a brave man.
A lot, big part of the world hates him, and he just sticks to his guns and what he's telling the truth. He's following the Constitution, and they go after him because of his race and his intellect and his beliefs. So,
well, here's what he says:
his family has to be supportive and brave too, because they're taking a risk.
Justice Thompson says SCOTUS should revisit rulings on same-sex marriage. Sodomy, conception, he's going down transgenderism. He's going down, and he's absolutely right. These things, all of these things are offensive to God.
Extremely.
Yeah, extremely. And
remember, the Founding Fathers said all our institutions of law and government are based upon the Ten Commandments of God and the teachings in the New Testament. Well, what is the New Testament? The Gospel of Jesus Christ. So there you have it. All our institutions of government and law were based on Ten Commandments and the Gospel, which is basically the Christian religion, right? Put together.
Well,
you can't get any clearer than that, I don't think. I mean, they made it quite clear, quite simple, and if you don't like it, go to another country where they don't do that.
Well, you're right. And of course, we understand, you and I understand, because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 14, we have the mind of God. We understand why things are the way they are. We understand the times we're living in, okay? We understand the signs of the times. The world out there is clueless. They are clueless. And here, and the ironic thing, I hear these people that are angry. They're angry at the God that they say doesn't exist. Even though they say he doesn't exist, they're angry at him. And you see, like when you had these heathen, why do the heathen rage? We talked about these people that are out there marching, they're depraved by God's word.
Oh, the pictures, the faces of rage and anger, the screaming, the hysterics. I mean, the ugliness. All you have to do is look at a few of the shots. And some of these people, just the extreme emotion. There's no logic. There's no reason there. It is pure emotion, pure hate. That's why the left always tries to use emotion. They never use language. They never use truth. They don't debate their issues and win. They always have to come up with an emotional appeal to people. And that's why the minute there's like a shooting, we've got to get rid of guns. You've got to strike while the iron is hot. The people are upset, crying over something, and they can pass something before people have time to calmly sit down and look and go, oh, well, all these laws wouldn't have stopped this shooting from taking place, and wouldn't have solved things, so why do them? But by that time, they've gotten taken away our freedoms, gotten more and more control, and that's how they work. They always work that way.
Well, you know, there's things are never the way they seem to be. And this whole thing, I'm absolutely convinced that this the idea that they dropped a dime so that this whoever this person was, this leaker within the court, I got a feeling it was done. Well, I know it was done purposely because they needed something. The rage of the heathen. They needed the rage of the heathen to take the people's eyes off of the economy.
They also thought they could intimidate some of the judges, but it didn't work.
Well, you know, I thought they were going to do.
That are surprised.
I tell you what, I thought they would too. I figured there was only going to be two of them that would not be intimidated. And, of course, I was wrong. I mean, I'm glad I was wrong. But I thought it would be Thomas and Alito, and that was it. Those are the only two. I thought the others would buckle, but they didn't. And I was really surprised at Roberts, okay, because, you know, we're so used to being betrayed.
Well, he tried to, like I said, there were several articles where he was trying to convince them to go easy and just do gradually go there, and the other six just ignored him, didn't listen, and did what was right. And I think in the end he had to go and follow the others, or he would have really looked horrible this time. Or the other five, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go back to Justice Thomas. Unleashes hell on gun-grabbing liberals. On Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled, and he goes on 6-3, to invalidate constitutional gun control measures. In his concurrence, Judge Thomas illuminated the doubt standard. Many people have for gun rights when compared to other constitutional rights. By the way, Joe, did you know we mentioned that the other day? 2.5 million, it was 2.5 million were saved last year by people that had guns because they were armed. They were able to protect themselves.
And then a tremendous amount of people, lives saved, property saved, and yet I didn't hear anything like that on any of the major media, did you? And we follow this stuff quite well.
No, that's why we're here, because
Chris Bear sure didn't have it on Fox News, right?
Right. The constitutional right to keep arms in public for self-defense reasons is not a second-class right, which is subject to the distinct body of rules that the other Bill of Rights are not, Thomas wrote. The use of our constitutional freedoms does not force people to show government officials a special need. The freedom and the right to carry weapons in public for self-defense is no different, and New York's proper cause requirement breaks the 14th Amendment by stopping law-abiding citizens with legitimate self-defense needs from using their right to bear arms in public. According to Thomas, the text of the Second Amendment neither distinguishes between homes and public places with respect to the right to keep and bear arms, nor does it define bear. Furthermore, The Second Amendment guarantees a citizen's individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation, and such encounters can occur outside the home. And so there you go. And so,
you're kidding. You can run into bad guys outside your home? Oh,
yeah,
I never knew.
And so here again, praise the good Lord for somebody like him. We've got one guy there that stands head and shoulders above the rest, I think.
Well,
where it comes to.
Always worked with very little, right?
Yep.
He always works with a remnant. He always works with, every once in a while, he just uses one person like Noah. And, you know, Moses, there's several, you know, things through Scripture. He doesn't go in for overwhelming odds. He works with very little and still achieves his will.
Yep. Here's an article, Joe, How America Ends. This is an article by Mike Adams. He says, Putin announces new BRICS global reserve currency project to replace the petrodollar. You know, the Russian economy is soaring right now. Did you know that?
Yes, it's booming. The Russian ruble is way up. They're flush with money. And right now they don't need to borrow from any of the other countries. They're doing quite well, thank you. So a lot of the stuff that Biden's trying to do to Russia is not working at all.
No, and in Russia, you know, Putin, now Putin has not been what you would consider a model citizen by any means. I mean, he's like Hillary. His enemies seem to become room temperature now. But Putin, and I heard him talking about it, they're pushing in there. They've got more freedoms than we do, okay? When it comes to, well, sodomy there. Remember, Joe, for 6,000 years, sodomy was a sin, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so,
every major country in the world.
Well, if you go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, we've got quite a precedent, don't we?
I think God made a large statement on the face of the earth. They said you can see, or God struck Sodom and Gomorrah from the space station. You can still see the damage.
Well, you can take a look at, in Russia, LGBT is a criminal offense. You go to jail if you're a sodomite and you openly come out, you go to jail. Also, Putin is trying to outlaw abortion completely. Okay? And Putin only in there, they only recognize marriage in Russia between a man and a woman, and the marriage needs to be recognized by the church.
Church, yeah. So in some ways, they're way ahead of us.
Well, so we have now become the evil empire, haven't we?
In a lot of ways, we certainly have. Well, we're in the middle of a revolution, and I keep saying that because maybe people will wake up and start the fight. Too many people I've talked to, I hear all the time, oh, the news is so bad, I don't listen, I don't pay any attention, I don't need to know, I just, you know, we do something else, just ignore the news and go on about our life. And that's kind of like that old idea of the ostrich, putting your head in the sand, what you don't know can't hurt you, and we all know that is very, very untrue. But I think it's a case of people not wanting to have to spend time or money or effort or put up with some unpleasantries to take a stand. They'd rather just take the coward's way out and ignore like nothing's happening. But I think underneath, they think somebody else will fix the problem for them.
Well, you know, they say when it comes to this ignorance and apathy, I don't really know anything about it, and I really don't care.
Don't care, right, exactly.
Yeah. And so here he goes on to say, although the biggest news of the week is undoubtedly the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, there's another bombshell that quietly broke a couple of days ago, one that will have a vastly more profound, devastating consequences on the world than any decision coming from SCOTUS. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that the BRICS nation are going to roll out a new alternative to the U.S. dollar, global reserve currency, reported by India Times. You know, here, Joe, a lot of people out there are under the impression, because of the fake news media, it's the fake news media that Joe Biden, you know, that he is leading the West, all the France and England and Ireland and all of these against Russia. Russia's isolated. Russia's isolated in all the countries of the world. But Russia has a lot of countries, China, North Korea, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia. All of these are they're supporting Russia.
Right.
India. Korea. Yeah. India. And they're supporting Russia. And so now what's going to happen, thanks to Mr. Biden, Biden did what Obama was not able to do, and that was totally destroy America, reduce it to a third world nation. By the way, those 46 people that died that horrible, horrible death, that died that horrible death in the back of that semi when they were abandoned.
50 now, isn't it?
I don't know. It was 46 that I found, but I thought they said 46. But anyhow, I wrote it down, in fact, here some places.
Anyway, the blood is on Biden's hands, right?
That
blood
is
on him, and he can't shirk it because his policies are pushing this kind of thing, and although somebody else is responsible, he set the environment. And when you set up the environment and invite people to come, the blood's on him.
He's a wicked man. He's a very wicked man. You're right. According to the Russian president, the member states are also developing reliable alternative mechanisms for international payments. Earlier, the group said that it's working on setting up a joint payment network to cut reliance on the Western financial system. The BRIC countries have also been boosting the use of local currencies in mutual trade. But this is only the beginning of the bombshell here.
A long time ago that this was coming. They were working on it. They were angry, and that they would eventually come up with this currency and use it.
Okay, he goes on to say, we also know that from industry sources that Project Sandman refers to a group of over 100 countries that plan to simultaneously denounce the U.S. dollar as global reserve currency, and this will likely take place sometime soon here, USA time. Well, he says possibly even this Sunday. According to Andy Sekman, the CEO of Miles Franklin, a gold and silver dealer. So there you go. Well, we'll see what happens.
You mentioned something a second ago. TikTok came up on a couple of things. And we talked about the border problem. Well, the Pentagon, according to World News Daily, may be using TikTok and what they're doing, and they are looking at getting illegal immigrants to solve the recruiting problems in our military. Right now, the armed forces are not doing well on recruiting. The Army has hit only 40% of its annual goal 9 months into the fiscal year. And, you know, they've been lowering the standards, lowering the amount for the manpower, lowering the number of men in the military, but they can't get people to join anymore. So what they are doing, they are looking at intensifying efforts to recruit these DACA recipients, you know, the children of the illegals that the Biden administration gave the authority to live and work. And they'll probably do something with you serve and you can get step up for citizenship. But so because we can't find enough good men to join the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force, Coast Guard, we are going to be offering these positions to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, the DACA recipients, to fill the ranks in our military. In other words, we're going to try and do like Russia was doing with its conscript soldiers, and that hasn't worked out very well for Russia. And in my opinion, I don't think it'll work out very well for the United States, Pastor Ernie.
Well, Joe, I don't know why people don't want to join. I mean, you can get drag queens. You can get drag queens. You get talked about how being learning about transgender, and you also get the critical race theory, knowing that if you're a white person, you should be ashamed of being white in the military there. And not only that, but you get to get as many as four of the kill shots, okay? And so, but they don't understand.
You get the shots, you get thrown out.
Right. It's, well,
you lose your retirement, you can lose your medical.
They only, they're really just usually the officers, and again, there's another case right now, I guess, in the Air Force, but the officers, they want to throw out, but they can't keep throwing the enlisted men out because they don't have enough. So what they do is they won't let them, they restrict their activities, their deployment. They try to punish them.
Right, which will mean that they won't retain them and they'll drop out. We're losing all our good people they're leading. And, well, guess what? They've changed the basic training now. The basic training in the military and all branches of the service, they're going to be focused on mentoring. They are going to quit yelling, quit putting pressure on the trainees, and the drill sergeant will be your friend, your coach, your mentor, talk you through it, help you when you get scared. They'll, you know, hugs and kind words, and they'll get you and encourage you. Basically, just the opposite of what, you know, all the special forces, Navy, LERPs, Rangers, you know, Green Berets, any of the elite outfits. It's totally the opposite of anything they do to get the best soldiers in the world. So remember back quite a few years ago where they had these little cards at basic training they could hold up and I need a, you know, I'm under pressure or what they call them. You could show the drill sergeant your card and they had to give you 15 minutes to get yourself together, you know, because the pressure was too intense. And we used to joke, I could just see a Saddam holding up a little card. Hey, Mr. Charlie, sir, I'm getting a little, you know, uptight here. I'm a little scared. I need a 15-minute break. They are destroying our military. They are doing everything possible to bring America down. And I just hope that people are beginning to see what they are doing. They are trying to destroy the church, the Constitution, the military, our form of government, our economic system. There isn't anything they aren't trying to turn upside down, inside out, and create a communist state with.
Why do the heathen rage? They rage because they hate God.
Yep.
And they hate everything that is good, clean, decent, and honest. And that's why the heathen are raging. And the heathen think that somehow they can cut themselves away from God and not have to be accountable. Boy, they're in for a rude awakening. We're going to be going to a break, and then we're going to hear from Colonel Richard Black again, the second part of what we heard yesterday. Folks, so listen carefully. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come, a whole lot more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.